Angela Dalton has oversight Māori on the Auckland Council. It's quite a big responsibility, isn't it, Angela? Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
And so oversight Māori is quite a handle. I see the Independent Māori Statutory Board have put out a press release. They don't often get into sort of encouraging us in a social sense. A lot of that work seemingly done around committee tables, but they too, like you, are saying, be mindful of Super Saturday. How super does the council want it to be, Angela?
Well, our numbers are pretty low for Māori. I was just looking at some stats that came through this morning, and all of our areas, mostly in the south, are still pretty low. So really important, now that we're seeing this, well, I guess we could call it an uncontrolled spread of COVID through Tāmaki, it's concerning. We know the numbers are going to, well, they're going to double in a week, aren't they? And so our concern is not just it's over the capacities of our hospitals to cope, but our people. You know, how sick are our people going to get with this? So the vaccination is the key to the door out of this, and we need everybody to be able to. We do it for ourselves, we do it for our whānau, we do it to keep our city safe as well as our country. So really important. It is unusual, you're right, for IMSB to put out media statements around social issues like this. So everybody's, we're all in it together, cross parties as well, political parties.
Yeah, I'm pleased that you do get access to the data, and in particular as well, the data out of the south side, which you've been proudly representing for a long time. Again, while the push is nationwide, it's really Māori and Pacifica people who are right in the firing line here in South Auckland, yeah?
Absolutely. And I listened to Debbie Nawarapaka a couple of weeks ago when she talked about the rollout, and we started at people aged 65 plus were the first cabs off the rank because they were vulnerable. And she made the point that Māori, 70% of Māori are under 40 years old, so they're always going to be at the back end from the start, from the get-go. I've heard her speak this morning and just talking about as soon as we got our providers, our Māori-led providers on the ground, they've hit the ground running, but got a lot of ground to make up. So once, and she referred to it rightly, she said, well, that once we could get past the well-intentioned people and get our people spreading the word around COVID and getting the vaccinations in is where we have seen some traction. But we've got a ways to go, and I think that we'll be spending more time at home until we can get these numbers up a lot more. It's just too unsafe.
Thanks very much. The council have considered some corridor from the local government minister, Nanaia Mahuta, who is pointing to a cultural competency gap in iwi co-governance. Now, it surfaced as a result of the Three Waters corridor, no doubt. But what did you take from her whakaro, a gap in cultural competency for iwi co-governance?
Well, she's absolutely right. You look at the makeup of governance throughout the country, and there is a real gap in terms of whether it be any culture having outside of Māori having competency in that space is lacking. It's just lacking. So we need to not only, you know, have more Māori represented and get that tiriti working as it should be working, and educating others that are around the table. Now, we've been working through a water strategy at council, and at the direction of our government, we are really taking more of an iwi-led approach to everything that we are doing. And I think it's taking a real shift for people to others to get their head into that space. And I think once we can appreciate, value, respect, honour tangata whenua, we will be able to move forward a lot more strongly in addressing the things that have such an impact on our country, which starts around the environment, the why, or everything that natural that comes naturally to tangata whenua. So yes, there's a gap. There's a gap that we need to fill. And strong leadership from Minister Mahuta in a bit of an uphill battle considering the existing makeup of the governance of the country.